It's All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Next month, the state is getting a visit from a former resident who is also a distinguished TV personality, actress who's done numerous kinds of television work, noted comedian guesting on sitcoms, dramas, action shows, talk shows, hosting her own television series, as well as theatrical productions, including on Broadway, box office films, and a wide range of other entertainment opportunities. The artist is Carol Burnett, and her resume is like few others. She's got a rare pair of dates in Hawaii, March 6th and 7th at the Blaisdell Concert Hall. Tickets are on sale now. We were fortunate to record a conversation with Carol, quite a long one too, and we'll offer a feature closer to those dates, but today share a few Hawaii highlights from this very special once-in-a-lifetime chat with Carol Burnett. Well, a big aloha and mahalo, Carol. Thank you so much for doing this.
Aloha and mahalo to you, too.
This is a really big thrill, and I'm sure for many, many people listening. You just
thank
bring
you.
Good energy when you hear your voice.
Oh, thank you.
You've done so many things to prop people up through the years. And these shows, on that note, build as an evening of laughter and reflection where I understand that the audience gets to ask you questions.
That's it.
Sort of like the beginning of your show.
Exactly. And I've been doing this for years, and I just love it because I come out and there are no plants in the audience. In other words, I don't know what anybody's going to ask. And so we bump up the lights and the ushers have microphones. And I'll just say, okay, the lady in the second row in the pink or whatever, you know, and off we go. I open the show actually with about 7 or 8 minutes of clips from my show, which were some of my favorite Q&As that happened. So it gets the audience, you know, in the mood, and they're my partner, so it's not a one-woman show because I don't do stand-up, so it's really a fly without a net, and I love doing it. It's all off the cuff.
And it'll bring people right back to watching that for 11 years,
right.
And the energy that kind of set up each night when the show was on. I like
right.
it. Thinking of the show, when you do your concerts that you're doing in Honolulu, and you referenced how you're going to have the audience gets to talk and be part of it and really become like a big part of the show,
yeah.
Not a small part, but during your Carol Burnett show, you'd famously take those questions from the audience at the start of the program, which sort of inspired, I guess, this routine that
That's
you're going
right.
to have here.
Yeah.
Were there ever any unusual questions or moments in that Q&A with the audience that threw you for a loop?
Only once when we were, we were pre-taping a Christmas show, and it was in the summer, and so, or towards the end of the summer, and I explained to the audience when I came out before we started taping, I said, now, you're going to see a Christmas show tonight, you know, but so that we would then run that at Christmas time so we'd have that week off, and so then we started the show, and somebody raised their hand and said, what'd you get for Christmas? It hadn't even come yet
yeah.
for a few more months. You know? But that was all. Yeah, I just went with the punches, and one of my favorite was when a lady wanted to sing. I said, come on up. And she was fearless. She was so funny. And she came up, and I said, what do you want to sing? And she said, and she looked at the band. She said, you made me love you in the key of G. She was just so bold, and she started singing, and she was really fun, and that's on YouTube. And I joined in with her, and we were singing at the, and we were belting it out, and it was going very well until we came to the end, where I had a different way of ending that song in my mind than she had a different way. And so we kind of petered out, and there was a pause, and she looked at me, and she said, well, you screwed it up.
Oh.
that was pure gold. In fact, I show this in the show.
In your highlights, the
yeah.
highlight reel.
Yeah, I show her. Yeah.
That's a great bit to set things up to remind people,
right.
because you've done so much stuff that
yeah.
it would, you know, it's important for people to, because you could forget, because you just have done too much stuff. It's just a little ridiculous. So that's very smart of you to be reminded. And don't forget this one. And how about this one? And
yeah.
there was this one. And from looking on the internet, are you doing a tour? Or this looks like just two standalone shows.
No, well, I can't say I do a tour. I'm doing some more in April and some more in June.
Okay.
You know, but I usually don't do more than three when I'm out on the road. And so I love Hawaii. I mean, it has been a second home for me a lot of times. And so I'm thrilled to be able to, I've never done the show over, this particular show over there before.
Wow.
So I'm looking forward to it, you know, and two in a row, that'll be fun.
It's great, and it's even more special the way that you do the touring, which is sort of as it pleases you and not like a, you know, there aren't a whole lot of opportunities to see you, so it makes it even more special.
Oh, thank you.
I guess is what I'm saying. And on that note of your connection to the state, for our local Ohana who are going to be listening, do you do you still have homes here in Hawaii?
No, not for a long time. For a long time ago, I had a home in Maui,
right.
A condo, and my kids went to school at Seabury on Maui, and then we came back to the mainland, and then for a short while, I had a home on Oahu because my sister lived there with her husband and son, and then of course my darling buddy Jim Neighbors.
Yep.
You know, and so, but then I found that I really had to do more on the mainland, so I sold the homes and I came back here. But I love Hawaii.
I know you do. Actually, I dug up a quote from you about Hawaii. It comes from a People magazine interview in the early 80s. You were talking about your home on Maui, where both Tim Conway and Vicki Lawrence were neighbors.
Yeah.
And you told the reporter about, also it said at the time, you were building a second retreat, I guess it was called, on Maui, that your dear, on land your dear friend Jim Neighbors sold you. And you had said at the time that both Burt Reynolds and Richard Pryor owned property nearby. And you told the reporter about Hawaii, quote, "You inhale on the mainland and you exhale here. Hawaii is one big lovely sigh."
That is so true. Yeah, we were thinking of, because Jim had a lot of property in Hana Maui, and I remember he took me over there, and it was just, oh my God, so beautiful.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was hard for me to stay in one place like that because I had work to do, and so it really behooved me to move back to the mainland, but I seldom go on vacation because I live kind of in a vacation place in Santa Barbara, California.
Sure.
And there's not much reason to go anywhere, but if I did decide to go someplace on a vacation, it would be Hawaii.
Oh, well, that's a makes sense, and that's a beautiful place that you call home. I always hear that about that in Malibu.
And I had fun over there, too. I worked there. I did two or three Magnum PIs with Tom Selleck.
Yep, Hawaii
and
5-0.
And then I did fairly recently, Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah, that's cool. And you were never on the original Hawaii 5-0, correct?
No. But I did know Jack Lord. I did meet him. Yeah.
Well, looking at your resume, young lady, I don't think there's too many people you didn't meet or work with. And before we wrap up on the Hawaii, just one other connection that I read, and maybe I have it wrong too, but it goes all the way back to your youth, which is kind of cool, if I have it right. And I read that your mother played ukulele, and sometimes you'd sing with her and your grandmom joining in on piano.
Yeah. I mean, she was never in Hawaii or anything, but she played the ukulele. And my grandmother and she and I would sit in the kitchen of our one-room apartment and sing.
What a beautiful thing.
Yeah. That was my first memory of even singing with my grandmother and my mother.
And did you ever recall the ukulele when you were living here thinking, wow, I have a connection to Hawaii that goes way back to when I was a kid?
I have one here at my home. I remember my mother taught me a couple of songs. 5'2", eyes of blue, and oh, what those 5 feet could do. Has anybody seen my gal? Nobody would remember that song under the age of 80. But she taught me a few chords and everything.
It's Carol Burnett, and some of a conversation we were fortunate to record with this gifted entertainment legend. She is March 6th and 7th at the Blaisdell Concert Hall. Those tickets are on sale now. And we will hear more of this special interview as we close in on her local appearances. But you can find this segment archived at our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.